Machines of the Year. As 1982 drew to a close, Jobs came to believe that he was going to be Times' Man of the Year. He arrived at Texaco Towers one day with the magazine's San Francisco bureau chief, Michael Moritz, and encouraged colleagues to give Moritz interviews. But Jobs did not end up on the cover. Instead, the magazine chose the computer as the topic for the year-end issue and called it the Machine of the Year. Accompanying the main story was a profile of Jobs, which was based on the reporting done by Moritz and written by Jay Cox, an editor who usually handled rock music for the magazine. With his smooth sales pitch and a blind faith that would have been the envy of early Christian martyrs, it is Steven Jobs, more than anyone, who kicked open the door and let the personal computer move in, the story proclaimed. It was a richly reported piece, but also harsh at times. So harsh that Moritz, after he wrote a book about Apple and went on to be a partner in the venture firm Sequoia Capital with Don Valentine, repudiated it by complaining that his reporting had been siphoned, filtered, and poisoned with gossipy benzene by an editor in New York whose regular task was to chronicle the wayward world of rock and roll music. The article quoted Bud Tribble on Jobs's reality distortion field and noted that he would occasionally burst into tears at meetings. Perhaps the best quote came from Jeff Raskin. Jobs, he declared, would have made an excellent King of France. To Jobs's dismay, the magazine made public the existence of the daughter he had forsaken, Lisa Brennan. He knew that Kottke had been the one to tell the magazine about Lisa, and he berated him in the Mac Group workspace in front of a half dozen people. When the Time reporter asked me if Steve had a daughter named Lisa, I said, "Of course," Kottke recalled. "Friends don't let friends deny that they're the father of a child. I'm not going to let my friend be a jerk and deny paternity." He was really angry and felt violated and told me in front of everyone that I had betrayed him.